What if kittens played the glockenspiel? And what if unicorns were real? What if you could fly or travel back in time? We welcome you to What If World. What if world? This is What If World.
Hey there, folks, and welcome back to What If World, the show where your questions and ideas inspire off-the-cuff stories. I'm Mr. Rarick, your host, and today we've got a question from a listener named Aurora. Aurora emailed us to ask, what if JF Cat went into the Jumanji video game with Mama Gemma and her family? And she wrote, P.S. I'd like to give a shout-out to JF Cat. I believe that's my first shout-out from a listener. Isn't that cool? Thanks, Aurora. Okay, thanks, Aurora. See you in the story. Oh, wow. I thought he'd stick around for a minute. Oh, okay, we've got one more question from a patron named Evie.
Hi, my name is Evie. I like cats. And my what if question is, what if at Zizi's house she has caterpillars and they climbed up her walls and made chrysalises and turned into a butterfly? P.S. I'm 8 years old and I live in Chicago. Bye and thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Eric.
Ooh, I love caterpillars. And of course, butterflies. So right now, let's find out what if JF Cat went into the Jumanji video game with Mama Jamma and her family? And what if at Zizi's house she has caterpillars and they climb up her walls and make chrysalises? It was family game night at the Jamaloo house, and Mama Jamma could not be happier.
Oh, I've been looking forward to this day for weeks,
said Mama Jamma as she hustled up to Zizi's room inside their rocket ship house. She was holding a fairly big box in her hand, illustrated with lush vines and leaves, and the word Humanji written across it.
Knock, knock, Zizi. It's your mama.
Come on in, Mom.
Mama Jamma creaked open the door to Zizi's room. She never knew what kind of experiments Zizi would be doing on one day or another. And indeed, Zizi was leaning over a glass tank with four big fat caterpillars inside munching on a juicy leaf.
Oh, is that an experiment for school?
Asked Mama Jamma, tiptoeing closer to her daughter across a fairly messy room.
Oh, yeah, Mom, I think these caterpillars are just about ready to form chrysalises.
And then I presume you'll have time to clean up your room a little bit?
Sorry, Mom. Yes, of course.
You see, butterflies are really useful pollinators, and I've made a leaf that I think will make them finish their chrysalis stage faster, which could mean more butterflies and more pollinating.
And a greener planet, oh my little hero.
Thanks, Mom, you get it.
That's not the only thing I got,
said Mama Jamma, holding up the box.
Humanji?
Zizi read.
I think it's called Humanji. Apparently, it's this cooperative video game that you can play with the whole family and it's a blast. So let's leave your caterpillars to their big juicy leaf and go have some fun as a family.
It was hard for Zizi to pull away from her experiment, but she had a feeling Mama Jamma wasn't going to take no for an answer.
Oh, I suppose they'll be okay for a couple of hours. What could possibly go wrong?
Exactly, Zizi. What could possibly go wrong?
Okay, nothing went wrong.
Yeah, I was waiting for it too. It seems like we're in the clear.
And they started running downstairs together, the Humanji box shaking as they went.
Shout, watch it.
Huh?
Is that a talking video game?
Maybe, but I haven't even plugged it in yet.
They got downstairs to the dining room table, where Papa Lou and Zach were already gathered.
So what, are we playing Guilds and Goblins today?
No, I don't think so. Your mother got a fresh new video game. All the kids say it's fun.
So why aren't we sitting around the TV?
I thought it'd be one of those magic video games that sucks you inside of it.
Dad, not everything in What If World sucks you inside of it.
Oh, okay, I guess let's plug it in then,
said Papa Lou, sounding a little disappointed. But as Mama Jamma opened the box to get the video game out,
now who turned on the light?
Inside the box was JF Cat and a bunch of shredded wires.
Jojo Fluffy Cat, I ordered this video game special for my family.
Personally, I like it better this way. That was a very dangerous game.
How could a video game be dangerous?
Asked ZZ. Well, it sucks you into a jungle world, and then you've gotta play your way out. It can take days, weeks, months even.
Can it even take years?
What are you talking about? This is a 20-minute story. Of course it can take years. See there, I told you the video game sucks you in. I was right.
Oh well, I guess we won't be getting sucked into any video games today.
Okay, Jojo, let's get you out of that box.
Oh, I was having such a nice nap, though.
And when ZZ picked him up out of the box and gave him a nice squeeze of a hug.
Oh, that was weird.
Yeah, it sort of felt like you pushed a button in my belly.
A crash sounded from upstairs. Never a good sign when you're flying around in a rocket ship house.
What was that?
Asked Zack.
Oh, I'm sure it was nothing. Nothing incredibly dangerous anyway. Maybe just very dangerous. Papaloo, can you go check it out?
Okay, can I take one of the kids with me?
No!
Oh, well, they've been at that conservatory using magic.
It's the observatorium, Dad. We're not allowed to use magic outside.
Plus, I'm not very good. I've only ever managed to paint my toenails.
I was wondering how you did that. They look great.
Oh, thank you.
You think you could get your old man's toenails, too?
Get going, Papaloo.
Oh, fine.
Papaloo slowly sneaked up the stairs and was about to check each room for intruders or damage, but he didn't have to go far.
Ah, ZZ, were your caterpillars supposed to form giant chrysalises that blow up half of our house tonight? Or was that supposed to happen tomorrow night?
Uh-oh.
ZZ ran up after her father, and indeed,
there were four giant caterpillar chrysalises that had exploded their way out of her room,
into the hall, through Zack's room,
and even up through the roof. Howie House is damaged. Howie House must make emergency landing.
Well, Howie, what are we supposed to do in case of emergency landing?
But their rocket ship house was already crashing out of the sky.
Generally, I would say to fasten your seatbelts. But right now, I think there is only time to scream.
Okay, roger that. Someone close the window. I'm trying to take a nap.
Just then, something started to push its way out of the nearest chrysalis.
Mama, Zack, you better get up here and bring the cat.
A butterfly was already pushing its way out of the hard exoskeleton of its chrysalis.
ZZ, I thought I said no explosions in the rocket ship house.
I think they wanted to hang from the roof, but they got too big. They weren't supposed to get that big.
Also, doesn't a caterpillar's metamorphosis take 2 weeks?
Usually, yes.
Well, good thing it didn't take that long, because I think we're gonna have to fly these butterflies out of our crashing house.
Okay, I already grabbed the crashing house preparedness kit.
We've got one of those. We live in a rocket ship house, Papaloo.
Of course we do.
Well, that's why I also have these butterfly reins, just in case.
Those are scarves.
The better to match the butterfly that you're... just take it.
Papaloo handed them each a scarf, and they climbed on a butterfly as it hatched and flew out the open roof of their house. JF Cat climbed inside Mama Jamma's backpack as they flew off into the clouds.
Do you think Howie House will be okay?
Asked Zack.
I'd be more worried about us, pal. We don't know where these butterflies are even going.
Perhaps I can guess,
said JF Cat, his whiskers twitching as he poked his head out of Mama Jamma's backpack.
Do you think we'll pollinate some giant flowers?
Probably, once we reach the jungle.
Oh no, you don't mean.
Are we really getting sucked?
Into Humanji, I knew it!
I don't get it. Is it a video game or a place?
Why not both?
The clouds quite suddenly grew darker around them, and the butterflies descended toward a great jungle, just as a light rain started to fall.
Well, a safari isn't exactly what I had in mind for family game night, but we can make the best of this.
The Jamaloo family exchanged a nervous look as the butterflies landed on four massive, colorful flowers.
Okay, everybody climb down. It's time for a roll check. But we're all right in front of you. We had an emergency, so we're doing a post-emergency roll check. Bubalo.
Here.
ZZ.
Here.
Zach.
Present.
Okay, Zach, that was a little muffled, but acceptable. JoJo Fluffy Cat.
Yeah.
Okay, great.
They climbed off their butterflies and down onto the jungle floor, which was thick with vegetation and damp with rain.
I just wanted a simple game night where my family didn't all end up in grave danger.
I'm sorry, Mom.
It's okay, Zach, but please stop covering your mouth when you speak.
That's not me, Mom.
Okay, jokester, oh boy.
The plant Zach's butterfly had landed on had closed around the two of them
like a massive Venus flytrap.
All okay. Nobody panic.
It started raining harder.
I am not panicking, said ZZ,
and then she turned into a tiny mouse.
I think I might be panicking a little now.
ZZ, don't you move.
But the rainwater was already up to the little mouse's neck.
Can I at least swim?
Okay, swim, but in circles. I gotta save your brother.
And I'll save that delicious mouse.
Thank you, JF Cat, finally making yourself useful. Wait!
What am I waiting for?
Spit out my daughter.
Who?
ZZ, the mouse that you're eating.
Bubaloo was trying to pry open the Venus flytrap with a great big branch, but it snapped off in the thing's jaw-like leaves.
I wish we'd brought our jungle preparedness kit.
Mamma Jamma had plucked ZZ out of JF Cat's mouth and handed her mouse daughter over to Bubaloo as he approached the Venus flytrap.
Okay there, Venus, you open your trap. No child of mine's getting eaten today.
Actually, both of your children have already been eaten today.
Okay, well, no child of mine is being digested today.
She was prying at the plant with her fingers, but it wouldn't budge an inch. Then some vines from the plant started flicking her in the face tauntingly.
Oh, I have had about enough.
And Mamma Jamma headbutted the plant. And it opened.
Huh, that didn't even hurt my head.
How's that even possible? That thing's like steel.
Zach quickly scrambled out of the Venus flytrap as his butterfly flew away.
It seems that we have entered the Humanji video game world and each been granted some sort of superpower. I believe if you hold your hand over your heart, your superpower will appear written across the sky.
How?
With Zach out of the plant, the rain was finally dying down.
How in blazes did you figure that out, Zach?
And Zach held his hand over his heart and
beep,
writing appeared in front of him in a blocky retro script reading inexplicably useful trivia.
Oh, superpowers. I guess mine must be martial arts training or something. Muscle-headedness?
That's better than my power. My power's turning into a mouse.
Oh, wait, no, it's shape-changing.
And ZZ turned into a rhinoceros.
Cool.
Oh boy, I can't wait to find out my superpower.
Bloop bloop. Make it rain?
Oh, I must be incredibly wealthy. Like when people throw their money into the air.
I think you could just make it actually rain, Dad.
I mean, it's the jungle. It rains like all the time.
Hey, JoJo, what's your power?
Zach asked, but JF Cat was nowhere to be seen.
Perhaps it's getting catnapped.
They looked up to see the fluffy black and white cat floating 30 feet in the air.
This cat is mine.
An adorable speckled pot-bellied pig floated right beside JF Cat.
He's not technically any of our cats. He's more like an indoor or outdoor cat. And lately he's been staying with us.
I'm not interested in your backstory. I'm only here to win. Humanji.
Oh no, you don't. I'll shape change into something that can fly and get our friend back.
But ZZ hadn't quite gotten the hang of her shape-changing abilities, and she was a worm, then a duck, then a horse, then a duck again.
ZZ.
Oh wait, ducks can fly.
There you go.
And ZZ took off after the pig.
Nice try.
With a disdainful snort from the pig, ZZ the duck became frozen in the sky.
What's happening?
The pig started floating away, carrying JF Cat with them.
Birdie, please put me down, pig. Yeah, and put down our daughter while you're at it, or I'll make it rain on you.
Very funny. None of you can stand against my telekinesis. I'll see you in the next level, where you'll surely lose again.
The pig flew out of the canopy of trees, taking JF Cat with them. And when it was finally out of sight, Zizi fell from the sky, her little tail feathers coiling around themselves until they became a tiny pink pigtail.
I needed those tail feathers to help me steer.
I gotcha,
cried Papa Lou. And indeed he was crying, which made the rain fall even more heavily, filling up the jungle floor until... Zizi splashed down safely, before finally turning back into herself.
What just happened?
The boss of this level seems to have telepignesis, a rare ability that lets you move things with your mind while slowly turning them into a pig.
Can your inexplicably useful trivia tell us how to defeat that pig?
Well, there is a limit to how much they can lift. So if you get them concentrating on something really heavy, they'll be distracted.
Oh, okay, that is very useful.
Yeah, but how do you know so much about telepignesis?
That's the inexplicable part, I'm afraid,
said Zack, tucking something into his pocket.
Well, let's find our way to the next level.
Okay, kids. Your mom and dad'll go get JF Cat. You two just stay safe and sound here.
No, you're gonna need our powers.
You heard your mother. You two start hiking back to the Howie House. Should have finished self-repairing by the time you get there.
You two don't understand. That's not how video games work. We'll have to finish as a team, or not at all.
But how are we gonna defeat that pig with all their pigakinesis?
I think there's only one way that's gonna be possible,
said Mama Gemma, walking out of the water and standing up high to show that her head and neck had grown cartoonishly large.
We're gonna need a family training montage. Who's with me?
Mama Gemma stuck out her hand, and everyone in the family joined with one hand on top of the other.
Go Jules! See, it doesn't take a rocket ship crash and a pig that can move things with their minds for this family to bond.
Yeah, you just need to catnap our friend and start turning him into a piggy.
That wasn't exactly my point.
You just need to give each of us superpowers.
Oh, well, that might have been a small part of it.
You just need my science experiment to go horribly wrong in the coolest possible way.
Well, the butterflies were nice.
And we just need to be together, right, Mom?
Finally, somebody gets it.
To be continued.
Oh, no, I understood that. I was just goofing.
I've just been waiting for the montage to start.
Anne and Lily, I hope you enjoyed the first half of your story. We've also got some other questions mixed in here, but we'll play those next week when we finish our Humanji two-part story.
Fred the dog here to shout out Sebastian, age 9, who likes me and Godzilla.
And I am honored to shout out Ishelle Rose Van Dusen, who is 6.5 years old. She has a sister named Silva Luz, and her favorite thing is to buy ice cream with her mother.
Then I got another woof for Theo Ahrens, age 8, and his brother Elliot. They listen to What If World together every day.
Alabaster Zero here to shout out Ethan Willis from Placerville, California. Ethan, 6 years old, likes rock hounding, camping, and bike riding.
Then finally, there's Jimmy Martinez, age 7. He likes wearing disguises and suits. And his siblings are Shayla and JoJo.
I'd like to thank Karen O'Keefe, my co-creator, Miss Lynn, my helper, Craig Martinson for his theme song. And all you kids at home who know that it doesn't take an emergency to enjoy your family's company. You just need to spend some time taking each other in. Until we meet again, keep wondering.
The International Children's Arts Network is community funded, supported by listeners like you, and by a grant from the Joyce N. Furman Memorial Trust, celebrating a lifetime of giving to children, education, and the arts.